Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Abortion, healthcare, and the Wall Street bailout were just some of the issues last night when the five candidates running for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts faced off in their first broadcast debates. The hour-long event, hosted by the Boston Media Consortium, including WBUR, was split into two half-hours, with the Republicans and Democrats going back-to-back, as the candidates from each party sought to win over voters or just gain some name recognition. In a few minutes, we'll analyze the debates, but first, WBUR's Fred Bever, who was there, has this report.
The Republicans teed off first. They all condemned Democratic fiscal policies, called for reduced government spending, and argued that the economy was paramount. But it was social issues that brought some life to the debate. There was some jousting over gay marriage, although all three Republicans said they would vote to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. A question on abortion, however, drew sharp contrasts between former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan of Abington and Norfolk Representative Daniel Winslow. Sullivan called himself pro-life.
And I'll do whatever I can, obviously, to protect life. It's not lost on me that the fact of the matter is there are two lives involved. It's the woman's life and it's the unborn child's life. And I think as a country, we have to do everything we possibly can to support women that sometimes find themselves in a situation that they think is a crisis.
Winslow called himself pro-choice.
Roe v. Wade is the settled law of the United States, and I support a woman's right to choose. But for me, it's a very personal decision, and for that reason, consistent with my view of a limited role of government. The decision whether or not to have that procedure, an abortion, is a question for a person's conscience, her faith, and her family.
Cohasset Equity Fund manager Gabriel Gomez seemed to fall somewhere in between.
I was raised Catholic. I'm personally pro-life, but I'm not going down to D.C. to change the law. You know, Roe v. Wade was settled 40 years ago. It's settled law in Massachusetts. Justice Scalia, a very conservative justice, has effectively said that it's established law, and I agree with him. Now, however, I do not support late-term abortion. I think that you should have parental consent.
Abortion was a flashpoint for the two Democratic rivals as well. Malden Congressman Edward Markey criticized rival Stephen Lynch of Boston for supporting a measure that would have barred federal funds from paying for insurance that covered abortion access. But Lynch, who calls himself pro-life, struck back, noting that before the 1980s, Markey was in the same camp.
You actually supported an amendment to overturn Roe v. Wade. So it's not just an evolution. No. This is acrobatics on this position.
For 30 years, I've been a consistent supporter. And again, that's why I have the support of Planned Parenthood and NARAL in this race, 30 years.
It was one of several points when the Democrats tried to turn previous congressional votes against each other. Markey hammered Lynch for voting for the so-called sequestration measure that's now forcing across-the-board cuts in federal spending, cuts that Markey says disproportionately hit the Bay State. Lynch countered by critiquing Markey's vote to bail out national banks.
That caused a massive problem for the American people, destroyed trillions of dollars in wealth for a lot of families. It took $787 billion from taxpayers who, in my district, I got tens of thousands of people who don't even have a bank account. You took their tax money, gave it to Wall Street.
Lynch also criticized Markey for supporting the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and then trying to repeal a medical device tax in it that's unpopular in Massachusetts. But Markey turned the tables, invoking Senator Ted Kennedy's long effort to pass national health care legislation.
Steve, when that vote came up, you were wrong. When you were needed most on that bill, that was the only option we had to support President Obama and to put that bill on the books.
A WBUR poll this week shows Markey with the highest level of support and name recognition among all the candidates, but it also reveals that a healthy chunk of both Republican and Democratic primary voters is still up for grabs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.